Larry Ellison gave himself $100 billion?
Well, not quite. Oracle's stock price shot up 40% last Wednesday, which made their CEO neck and neck with Elon Musk to be the wealthiest person in the world, largely due to stock buybacks.
Oracle used stock buybacks to artificially inflate the price of their shares?
No, the 40% spike was because of Oracle's quarterly projections, but stock buybacks over a longer period have inflated the company's share price, as well as taken Ellison from owning 22% of the company 15 years ago to owning 41% today.
I thought buybacks were just when companies bought back their own stocks.
Yeah, but it's also really important to understand what actually happens when a company does that. And to understand, you need to know that a company's shares can be split into two categories. There are the shares that are owned by the company, and then all of the other shares that aren't owned by the company are called outstanding shares.
Why does that matter?
Outstanding shares are used to calculate some very important things, like earnings per share, which is the company's profit divided by outstanding shares.
You're saying that when a company buys back shares, that's reducing the number of outstanding shares.
Right. So if a company had $1 billion in profit and they had 1 million outstanding shares, their earnings per share would be $1,000.
Is that good or bad?
It doesn't matter. If the company bought back 200,000 of their 1 million outstanding shares, they're down to 800,000. They could have the same exact profit, but now it's $1 billion divided by 800,000.
The earnings per share go from $1,000 to $1,250. The company looks like it's doing better without ever actually improving anything about the company or the consumer experience.
And now people will spend more, which means that the share price goes up.
But wouldn't that make it more expensive for Ellison to buy more shares for himself?
But he doesn't need to, because ownership is also calculated based off of outstanding shares. 15 years ago, Oracle had 5 billion outstanding shares. Larry Ellison owned 1.2 billion of those. But Oracle has bought back 45% of their shares, which means they are down to 2.8 billion outstanding shares.
So CEOs are using company profits to buy back company shares, which makes it look like the company is doing better, which means that the share price goes up.
And since there are less shares in circulation, it's also consolidating CEOs' ownership over the company itself. A Paladino study found that from 2008 to 2018, non-finance related companies spent 75% of their profits on stock buybacks.
This has to be one of those loopholes that, like, the law just hasn't caught up with yet, right?
Buybacks used to be illegal until Reagan's SEC legalized it in 1982.
It's always Reagan.